Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Your beloved husband, wife, or children have been taken captive. They're blinded and they're deceived. It is a prison of spiritual darkness. One of the first lessons that you need to know and need to examine with your own heart is, are you willing to do the Lord's will? Are you willing to surrender all to Him and say, I choose to follow you? I'll pick up that cross. Psalm 40, verse 8, I'm not going to have you turn to it. Just write it down and look it up later when you do your devotions. Psalm 40, verse 8, I desire to do your will, O God. Your law is within my heart. Is that your prayer tonight? This is my prayer for you, dear standers, and let me turn to Isaiah 55. This is the scripture that says it so perfectly. Seek the Lord while he may be found. That's my prayer for you. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. What a promise. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. The Lord will forgive us all of our sins and he will forgive you, your husband or your wife or your children. He will forgive you and all of our family members of their sins. You don't know my brother. You don't know my sister. You don't know my mother and father. It doesn't matter. It's under the blood. Jesus Christ paid the price. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon more than we will pardon them. Is that not true? We have that unforgiveness. We want to keep bringing it up. They come home and you want to say right on the tip of their tongue, tell me, what did you do? How many? Tell me where you've been. How much money did you spend? I mean, there's all these things that you really want to know the details. Do you know you just went into the garbage and cesspool of sin? You do not need to know any details. Do not ask ever. If the Holy Spirit has your husband or wife tell you and confesses their sin, then forgive them and say, well, you know what? I've already forgiven you. It's under the blood. But do not ask for any details because you're going fishing into the disasters of all what Satan was trying to do to destroy you. And you know what? He's going to shoot fiery darts at your heart to wound you to hear it. And then the devil's going to play rewind on your mind and torment you with it. Do you understand why the devil plays tricks and schemes on us? We've got to be wiser. That's why we got this class. Learn from my mistakes. I've got a lot of experience. I've got a lot of experience of things I should not have done. But now I'm getting to praise the Lord, teach it around the world to say, don't do what I did, but do what I say and do what the Word says. Not what Charlene and Bob say, but we experienced. Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Amen to that one. I know that. For my thoughts, God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth, God does everything so beautifully, and make it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. And this is a promise for you guys to get. So is God's word, okay? This is his word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. There is the reason we say God's word will not fail, because he is sending out his word and he is giving you rhema word. He's having you open up the Bible or do a devotion and there is a scripture that just hits you in the face and God is speaking to you and saying, believe this scripture, write it down, don't forget it. So we need to know our Lord loves your husband and wife and children and family members so much more than we do, regardless of how they have rebelled, regardless of what they've done. It's washed away under the blood. That slate is clean. When they cry out, they confess their sins, they repent, it's gone. It's got to go in our heart too. The Lord is asking you tonight, will you be an intercessor? Will you be a prayer warrior? Will you fast? Will you pray? Will you stand in the gap for your loved ones, not just for your spouse? Yes, I know what the spouses are saying. I know what your mother and father and family and friends and pastors may be saying to you. It doesn't matter what they say. It matters what God's word said. And we're praying against divorce recovery. We're praying for marriage restoration classes. Because we do not have to be happy right at this moment. We need to be in a spiritual battle, praying and fighting, not only for our spouses, but for all the spouses and all the prodigals. So regardless if you're desperate, regardless if in your despair, which means loss of hope, hopelessness, without hope, Psalm 42 verse 11 says, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for yet I will praise him, my Savior, my God. Isaiah 48, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you the way you should go. He's wanting to teach you. He's wanting to show you, direct your steps. And he's going to tell you to do things that you're probably going to say, whoa, I don't know if I want to do that. Isaiah 30, 19 to 21. O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. Will you walk in it? The greatest attack that we have, I believe, in America is our divorces that are destroying our families. The abuse that is going on with our children of having parents split up. I talked to a lady this week. I don't remember how many years she's been separated and divorced, but they have a child, 4 years old. The father left when the child was a baby, and he has not seen his father regularly since. That is horrible. That's not right for that dear child, that son. Every child needs a father and a mother. Do not deny that. And pray that your husband or wife who is gone, that they will have the earnest desire to have a relationship, regardless of what you've got going on with your husband and wife problems, that your children will not be a pawn in the middle of it. We need to stand in the gap for the children.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.